from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, we celebrate mothers with a special episode of Youth Express. We start with brothers Carlos and Kenton, students at Propel Northside, describing their mother as a role model.
My name is Carlos. I'm age 12, and I'm going to 7th grade next year. My role model is my mom. She does a lot of things for me. She makes sure I have a roof over my head. She makes sure that the house is done. She makes sure everything's all correct. She helps me on my homework. She helps me do a lot of things. She knows when to work. She's always on time, and she's brave for what she does. She put her heart in what she believes in, and that's why she's my role model. I want to do the exact things like her.
My name is Kenton. I'm age 12, and I'm going into 7th grade. My role model is my mom. She has taught me a lot. Me and Carlos was in the same school as her. We was in kindergarten learning, like, 2nd grade stuff because she was a teacher, and she used to teach us a lot, man. I really didn't understand it then how much she cared about me. And when I wasn't trying hard, she used to get on me. I used to think that was stupid. That was weird. I was so mad at her. But I realized the fact that it's going to help me in the long run. So when I go to college, I'm going to be like her or better than her so I could get a career and help my family. And she just taught me all of that, and I just love her for that. She just helps us a lot. She cares if we're sad, lonely, but then she got me a game. She got me friends, all that stuff, and she just helps me a lot.
Next, a collection of poetry written by Pittsburgh area youth about their moms.
Hi, my name is Brendan. I am 13 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Morrow pre-K through 7th. My poem is called Mother. I appreciate that you love me and you gave birth to me. I'm sorry for the things that I did when I was smaller. You gave your life up for the family, quit jobs, and stayed at home. But you see me walking down the aisle when I get out of high school. You will be crying all over the place, cheering me on. So happy, filled with joy. You will be sitting in the stands praising me as I make a touchdown for my team. You and Dad would be glad that you raised a good son with a good career. I love you.
Hi, my name is Carrie Bell. I'm 12 years old. My poem is called I Love My Mom. My mom is the best. She's original, not like the rest. She's so cool. Sometimes she can be old school. She's so nice, like sugar and spice. She loves me, and I love her. She likes to read books. My mom even cooks. She's light-skinned. She's a winner to me. I treat her with love, and she says I'm a cute dove. She loves me, and I love her. My mom is like a tree. She grows more love for me every day. My mom loves me, and it will never go away. My mom is pretty. She has a lot of friends. She loves me, and I love her.
My name is Tyler. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Morrow pre-K through 7. My poem is called My Mother. My mother is always there for me. She always cared for me when I was sick, always cooks for me when I am hungry. She gives me whatever I want. I appreciate everything she does. You can be very annoying at times, but I still love you. Whenever I want something, you give it to me. Whenever I want to go somewhere, you take me there. When I don't get good grades, you still love me. Even if I don't do something right, you still love me. If I want to do something, you let me do it. If I want to make something, you let me make it. When I love you, you love me.
My name is Bri. I'm 16 years old, and I go to the Neighborhood Academy.
My
My mother is my best friend. My mother will always be there for me no matter what. My mother is very crazy. My mother is my twin. My mother is the one I could go to for anything. My mother is slim thick. My mother looked good for her age. My mother is my nurse, my chef, my teacher. My mother is very funny. My mother is my everything.
This is for all the mothers. My name's Terrell Coleman. I'm in eighth grade. I go to Urban Pathways. I love my mother. She's like no other. She brightens me in a way. I talk to her every day. She made sure I was safe. She helped me find a bae. She puts a roof over my head, food on my plate to make sure I'm fed. I swear she's like no other. I love my mother.
On our final segment, students at Propel Montour talk about plans for Mother's Day.
Hi, my name is Julian. I'm 9 years old and I go to Propel Montour. Three things I'm going to do for Mother's Day are, we're going out to eat, I'm making her breakfast in bed, and we're going to shop and save to make her a cake. One thing I love doing with my mom is going shopping with her because we like the same kind of clothes, shoes, and stuff like that. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, my name is Latasia, and I'm 11 years old, and these are some things that I do on Mother's Day. We will go to our dad's mother's house and spend some time there. With our mom, we spend most of our time making gifts for her, so it will show how much we love and care a lot about her and who she is. Happy Mother's Day.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. I am 11 years old and I go to Propel Montour. Three things I like to do with my mother and plan for Mother's Day is that I like to cook with my mom. She teaches me things that I don't know about cooking. I plan to give her a gemstone ring because I have a rock tumbler and makes gemstones from rocks. I give her a back massage and after that she gives me a dollar for it. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.